Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're headed to Washington. NASA is a very successful agency of the executive branch of the government. At one time, many decades ago, a decision was made by the executive, I believe John Kennedy was the president at the time, to unionize government employees at some level. There are lots of rules. It never occurred to me that NASA was unionized. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes, Kennedy issued a executive order allowing government unions to exist, and those unions spread throughout the entire federal government. It never made any sense to unionize government workers because it's not like a private enterprise. The money government gets is done by coercion, tax dollars. It's not profit, and so there's no incentive to argue aggressively with the union, and so governments have been routinely with unions giving them really beautiful deals, which have put the nation in debt and cost the taxpayer a lot of money and doesn't produce good government in the end. So Trump has been actually issuing executive orders having to end contract negotiations in these deals. And he now issued last week another executive order eliminating the unions at NASA and several other agencies. And once again, there's no reason for government employees to have unions. They have great benefits. They have better pay than most Americans. And once again, because there's no, it's not a free company like a private enterprise, the government doesn't negotiate properly in these matters. And so this is a way to get the government maybe more efficient again, John, and I think it's a good thing.
Does it save money? Because the NASA budget's much in the news.
Eventually it will, because some of these very, very sweet deals that were made during the Biden administration especially were very bad for both the government and the taxpayer and the agencies involved. They really made them very efficient. And so that's now with this contract negotiation deals ended, Trump will be in a better position to save some money, yes.
SpaceX always in the news, and here they go again. What have they done, Bob?
Yeah, well, this is not the most recent launch by SpaceX. It's one earlier, late last week, over the weekend. But it was significant because the first stage on that particular launch was its 30th flight. It completed landing on a drone trip. This is a new reuse record for a Falcon 9 first stage. At the moment, only the space shuttle's Discovery with 39 flights and Atlantis with 33 flights have flown more often. There's no doubt that SpaceX's Falcon 9 first stages will eventually pass all the shuttles and be flying regularly. And the difference is that they are doing so and have reducing cost of launch significantly. The shuttles never achieved that goal. And so SpaceX should be very, we should be cheering SpaceX on continuously because they are making the ability to get into space and to introduce new technology in space for the betterment of us on Earth much easier and much more cost effective. And as you know, John, one of those benefits is Starlink. And so, and it's not just Starlink. We're going to have Kuiper very soon and other constellations. We're going to have AST Space Mobile. You have satellites now that connect to cell towers. So definitely SpaceX has made a difference with this.
A detail. Have they reused a Super Heavy booster? Has that ever happened?
Oh, no. Yes, they have. They already reused one Super Heavy booster of the Starship. It's the most miraculous thing of all, John. They not only were able to attach a Super Heavy the very first time they tried, which is just, in my mind, the most unbelievable achievement engineering-wise I've ever seen, but they have on the third flight of a Super Heavy, they recaptured it, and they've reused it, and that's just unbelievable, unbelievable. What a company.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black, takes us to Mars, takes us 435 light years away, so you can view a baby planet. We look like that once upon a time in the crater.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.